At last, we've got tenure for Enniscorthy Hockey Club, and we're moving to the inside of the dog track in the county showgrounds. We've got a 25-year lease plan signing up there with them.
And this is great news because none of the hockey clubs in the county, Gorey, Wexford or Enniscorthy, have really had a home. They all played their games down at the Astroactive Centre there, and it's a lovely facility and all that kind of stuff, but this will actually be a home and a regional base for hockey in the county, which is great to see.
It's absolutely, tenure is a total game changer for hockey, for any hockey club or for any club, but in particular for us. So we have our own pitch available to us, which will allow us to increase our membership. We'll be able to train more, we'll be able to play more, we'll have access all year round to it, and we'll be able to be more competitive. It's a great sport for all the family, Aidan, and we even have walking for those of us who are slowing down a bit. There's a walking hockey, there's a dads and lads, mums and chums, all social hockey. We'll be able to bring para hockey into our new pitch as well. So like, we'll be merging around to suit all. We'll be able to bring hockey, as I say, it's a total family, anyone can play hockey.
And it is starting to grow in this country as well. I mean, we've seen great interest in particularly the women's hockey team, the Irish team, over the last little while, which is led by, of course, a former Enniscorthy native in Lisa Jacobs. So there's that Wexford link there. And particularly the great work that you guys have done in Enniscorthy has been rewarded on the pitch. Plenty of promotions there for the men and women over the last couple of years. So hopefully this is a chance for Enniscorthy to grow and for the sport to grow here in Wexford.
Yeah, we're delighted with it, and to have Lisa Jacob as the Irish team manager is a huge plus for us, and Lisa has given a lot to our club and helped us out in many corners. You know, it's a team sport and has so many benefits, and for us to get our own tenure up in the showgrounds, and the showgrounds themselves are so enthusiastic about it, and the dog track, you know, it's brilliant to see what can be done when a few people knock their heads together. And of course, we'll have all the support then of the TDs and the chamber and the council. So, you know, we need all that to secure the lease to try and get to the phase that we're hoping to bring to Enniscorthy, which is centre of excellence.
And how long do you reckon that'll take?
Gosh, that's like asking how long a string is. Aidan, we'd like to see we would be able to play towards mid to end season of 23, give or take.
And like I mentioned earlier on there, Wexford and Gorey have very burgeoning clubs up there themselves. Will they be able to come down and sort of take part in this too?
Absolutely. I mean, if we do get the Centre of Excellence, I can see we would be the only one outside of Dublin. If it is a water pitch that goes down, it would be accessible to Kilkenny, Carlow, Waterford, Clonmel. You know, it would be all that area, Gorey, Wicklow, any of them would, of course, absolutely welcome. More the merrier.
That would be great. And just one final question there. Obviously, the hockey season, just like every other season, has been disrupted over the last 18 months. What's the current state of play with hockey at the minute? Are we back out training yet, or is there games to be played yet? How is all that working?
Some clubs have entered into a small league. We have social hockey here is back up and running on Friday nights for senior teams, which is age 15 upwards, mixed boys and girls, men and women. We have that right through now until August, and we'll be going back then in August possibly with pre-season training.
Great stuff. And if anybody has never maybe played hockey before and likes the idea of this mums and chums or this social hockey, how can they get involved?
Have a look at our website or any of our social medias and you'll see our PRO, Marinda Corcoran's email there. You can contact us or even go to the website, Enniscorthy HC. You will get any access to any of our, all the emails are there on that.